Well, I'm the heritage carpenter and I'm part of a team that are going to now start to install the gates. Yeah. Now the gates have been dropped in, we're going to shut the gates up and then we've got to wedge them to simulate water pressure. Because obviously we can't have any water in there. So we've got to simulate water pressure by using wedges. And we'll close the gates together. And gates are a very funny thing. They've got to be tight at the bottom. And when water goes on, water pressure gets on the gates, it lifts them and pushes them into a tight seal. So we've got to create that by cutting down the mitre of the gates. And then we can start fitting the sills. The sills are the big 300 by 300 oak, green oak sills. That's one thing with the sills. We must put the sills in wet. We would have about a foot of water in the bottom so that we could keep the sills moist. Because if we put them in dry and then we fit the gates, when we put the water on, the sills will swell and the gates will not fit. We're not bothered about the gates swelling. The gates will only tighten. They will make it tighter. But if the sills swell, they will hold the gates off at the bottom and that's where you get the leaks. Because it's an heritage site, a Grade 1 listed structure, when we take the lock gates out, we've got to be extra special careful that the anchor plates and the bands are not damaged in any way. This can be really difficult, and that it takes twice as long to get the gates out and twice as long to get the gates in. If we break one of the anchor plates snaps for any reason, then we've got to get special permission to have it replaced. It could throw the time of the job way out.